place in the world, I reckon.
What's that look like?
You have somebody growing on a vine, they really and truly call it poison ivy. Mm-hmm. Grows up a tree on a vine. And then poison oak, all poisonous bushes of that thing had three leaves in a cluster.
Yeah.
And your poison oak, though, it has little old leaves are pointed like oak tree leaves more than poison ivy. Poison ivy has kind of smooth, long, smooth leaf on it.
What sort of berries you see here?
Well, we have edible berries. You have huckleberries and gooseberries and blackberries out in the woods.
Any red berries?
And I don't know of any red berries they call a red berry.
Strawberries.
Well, we don't have many raspberries and strawberries, okay. Not wild, but you have people grow them in the garden.
Yeah.
But up in North Carolina, Jenny would go out in there. My youngest daughter was in North Carolina. She's up there in Connecticut or wherever. But she picked wild strawberries and made jam and stuff out of them last summer.
Yeah.
But I've never seen enough wild strawberries here to pick. I've seen a few wild ones, but not enough to get them. But the huckleberries and blueberries, you have them in the woods. Because a lot of folks grow them too in the grove and put them in around the house and have fields of them.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, that seems to know just a tremendous amount about. Well, I guess this all came from growing up.
Just growing up and being out in the woods. You couldn't go to town and go to picture show. I went to the woods and played.
Was there a place
where
you could go see?
Yeah, it was all my lifetime. It's always been a picture show in every town. All the old towns had one picture show. And sometimes it wouldn't run except on a weekend. But
Albany had a couple.
Yeah, Albany always had.
Yeah.
All the old Liberty in the Albany. Well,
I remember
the first two that was ever there in Albany. I mean, I don't mean that now, that's in my lifetime. Because I remember when the Albany Theater was built. I didn't live here then, but I remember when it was built.
Uh-huh.
But
it's still going.
It's still going, and because the Liberty knocked off. But that was the first two, and then you got the Ritz, and now you got the Martin.
Yeah.
And then Martin is changing, it's scattered everywhere. That's what one of my youngest boys. That was Martin while he was in high school, and he's still managing theater, Martin.
Well, what did y'all do to get the community together, at least in these parts when you were?
Well, the schoolhouse was the main thing that kept the community, the schoolhouse and the church.
Yeah.
You had a community schoolhouse and you had a church. Most times you had a Methodist and a Baptist, that's all it was them days. And most everybody went to both of them. You didn't have preaching it. Every Sunday, you see, each one of them, so everybody went to both churches. But the schoolhouse is what kind of kept the community together. You'd have, all during school, you'd have programs at night, you'd have minstrels and things like that every now and then. And in a lot of communities, they had a community club that met at the schoolhouse. And once a month, just like we got a community club down here on the Carolina Road that we built. The folks right around here built it.
Mm-hmm.
And one man gave the land, and we all sold it and chipped in the money and built it, the work and built it. We have a regular meeting once a month down there.
Hmm.
And they have a square dance down there once a week. Now, I never have a square dance, and I done got too old now if I ever had a square dance, but there's some folks in the square dance down there all the time.
Any sort of other, what would they call it when they'd have a dance at somebody's house years ago or anything?
Well, back in my day, all your dances were square dances. It's like